This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is no doubt each and every one of us sometimes think about the Day of Judgment and the day when we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our records, the records of our deeds will be presented before us. And we will be asked about our life, our time, our health, our wealth, etc. There's no doubt at that moment, each and every one of us would love to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interceding for you. That receiving the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great honor. Not only that to be saved from the hellfire, but also maybe to intercede for you to elevate your status in paradise, to have a lofty, high rank in paradise. This will be a great honor to live and to enter the paradise and to be closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. One of the tips that I discuss with my students in my class 24/7 fiqh, du'a and dhikr is one small dhikr that if you say it every day 10 times, you will receive the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession. If you say it 10 times, you've been promised by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you deserve his intercession in the Day of Judgment. He said sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, those who would say 10 times offered salaw salam upon me 10 times, they will receive my intercession in the Day of Judgment. I mean, how much time effort you think is going to take from you to say Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad 10 times? Let's try it together. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. 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 Allahumma salli ala ali Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ali. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ali. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ali. In any format you offer the salat and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just 10 times, and you do this sincerely out of love, out of sincere love, and that you're aiming to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get the honor of intercession of the Day of Judgment, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guarantee you that. And Imam an-Nawawi rahimahullah, he comments on the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says subhanallah bihamdi, Allah will plant for him or her a tree, a palm tree in Jannah. An-Nawawi rahimahullah said, how many, and Ibn al-Qayyim also said something similar to that as well. They said, how many trees we have missed. How many opportunity of having more trees, bigger place, bigger palaces, space in Jannah, we have missed because we don't care much about saying the adhkar. I would like to invite you to join us in our course, Fiqh al-Dua and al-Adhkar, 24/7, to discuss more of tools and ways that it will encourage us to be committed to dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be among those who Allah described them, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Enroll now at almaghrib.org. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.